It's Friday, so we have to. No, we get to do a Big Head Bet segment. But you can see where last night's NBA action and even tonight's NBA action is sort of getting lost in the shuffle because of the NFL draft. However, we do have three games, so we have three picks and one giant head belonging to the Big Head himself, James Kelly. Hey, Head, you know what would be great?
What's that?
It would be great, Head, to start the weekend by getting that paper. Do you agree?
Yes, sir.
Damn, you sound as pissy as Alvy today. Why are you so short?
No, I'm in a great mood, actually. Yeah!
Are we going to get that paper, or are you going to cost us paper?
I don't know. It's a good question, because my on-air NBA bets have been backside polter, but my off-air have been wonderful. So, but I am in a good mood because...
Yeah, as long as you're making money. And never mind that you're costing all of us money. As long
I'm
as you're personally making money, that's all that matters, Head.
I know. But it's the best day of the sports year for me, Jim. Day two of the NFL draft with some basketball. It's going to be a good night. We're going to make some money now.
Okay, good attitude. Why do you love day two of the draft so much?
Because it's where you find... better, I don't know, two rounds of the draft, great players, great value. I just love it. It's the best. And I love round four and five, too, but two and three are my favorites by far, even better in round one. And this is where the great GMs do their thing.
It's that weird thing. Like, you're functionally illiterate. I'm not convinced that you graduated third grade. But you got this weird, crazy head and this kind of, like, weird computer inside. You actually love, like, the money ball aspect. You love the value aspect. You love... the intellectual gymnastics of it, right? Even though, you're not that bright.
Not bright at all.
Actually, you're bright. You're just not well-spoken.
Yeah, not well-spoken for sure. But, yes, I love that part of the whole thing. I love the trade-up, trade-down. I spend way too much time on it. I spend months on it trying to think how you should do certain things.
Do you?
And what you should do. Yes, it's horrible. Like, Joe Douglas nailed it for me last night. Brad Holmes. I love Brad Holmes. I think he's like Shanahan level of... love. I don't want to have S with him, but I love him.
Wow, dude.
What he did last night, moving up, unbelievable. Joe Douglas, unbelievable. Move one back.
Okay, what about Brandon Bean?
Unbelievable. I'm okay with it, actually, for right now. I'm okay with it, because I still think they have some stuff with their tight ends that could work in that offense, and he got a third-round pick out of the whole thing to move up from fourth, and there's great value from third to five this year. Great value.
Dude, why even pick games, man? You just break down day two and day three.
Dude, I just love it. I love it.
I could tell you, dude. You like it better than S.
Yeah, probably.
Do you like it? Probably. I'm sure the wife would love to hear that. Do you like it better than washing dogs?
Oh, hell yes. Absolutely.
Is that part of the business opened yet?
Yes, it is. Hell yeah. It's open right now.
How is business?
It's good. We had to shut down for a minute this morning because we have to drain some stuff, but it's good. We're good.
Drain what? Like, did the dog hair clog up the drain? Is that what you mean?
Hey, yeah, a little bit. Business is business.
Yeah. All right. Let's get to business. Why don't we start with the Pacers and the Bucks? Dame goes crazy in game one without Giannis, but then the Bucks came back to earth in game two because, of course, they did. They don't really have Giannis, and they do really have Doc Rivers, and that's not a good thing. Not this time of year. And by the way, they're really not playing well, either straight up or against the spread over the past 10 games. Indiana seems like a pretty obvious pick right here until you realize the number you'd have to lay.
Right.
How big is that number right now? How are you playing it?
Yeah, the line is moving again and not good for Indiana bettors. It's now 6 after being 4.5 yesterday.
But
not good at all. But I'm still going to lay the points and go with the Pacers here. And it's because... like you said, these Bucks are quite the failure. I know Mr. Positivity Giannis doesn't agree with that statement, but it is true right now.
There's no failure in sports.
Right.
Well, there kind of is, Giannis. That defense of yours, it's ass right now. More importantly, the transition part of it is killing your team, Giannis. When you play the Pacers, you have to score in the paint, which is not that hard considering only the pool party-led ass Wizards defense allowed more points.
You're not
in the
a fan of that guy at all, are you?
No, I'm not. He got paid, and he got lucky because of how the salary cap works. So he got paid, but he's not good at basketball.
Jump out the pool on that. You don't even hide your disdain for that.
No, he's even worse than Bradley Beal. I'm just going to throw that out there. Yeah.
Wow, dude.
Yeah. Rex Lee, right there.
Yeah, Rex. Yeah. I didn't know you hated Bradley Beal too.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't like Bradley Beal that much either. He's costing the Suns here too.
Is he costing you money? Is that your problem, or is he costing
the
Suns?
No, the Wolves, they're helping me there against the Suns and Bradley Beal.
Dude, we love the Wolves.
Yeah, we do. Big time.
We
sure.
Generally don't pronounce them the Wolves, but we love the Wolves.
Dude, I can't say that word. I can't say that word.
Wolves.
There's no loss in Minnesota.
I love the Wolves, man.
The Wolves.
I love Coach Finch. I love the Wolves. How do you spell Wolves?
I don't even want to try.
Anyway, don't worry about that. We love the T-Wolves. Go ahead.
Back to the game. Sorry. The pool party. The Ass Wizards defense is the only team in the association that allows more points in the paint than this Indiana team did in the regular season at 58.3. Milwaukee's points in the paint, V Pacers, game one, 34, game two, 36. 20-some points lower than that average. And if you don't capitalize, the Pacers are going to get that odd man advantage and eat you up, and that's what they've done. Also, if Doc Rivers has not called Adrian Griffin yet, you might want to hit him up for some tips on offense because Adrian
has
these guys.
He should be his mentor, right?
He should be. Their offense was way better under Adrian. During his time, offensive rating just behind Denver as the sixth best in the NBA. Doc's offensive rating, 18th in the NBA. That's ass. Let's say again tonight the Bucks can't keep up with the highest scoring team in the basketball in the Indiana Pacers. Pacers minus six.
All right, so first of all, Doc Rivers should be calling up Adrian Griffin to get advice. He should be his mentor.
Absolutely.
He should flip that thing over. Mentor, mentoree, that kind of thing.
Exactly that.
You know what? I'm doing it. I'm gonna do the same thing. I'm gonna lay the points. I love Indiana.
Nice.
Six is a big fat number. But I'm not feeling the Bucks, and I'm not feeling Doc, and I don't even think he's going to call AG, and he should. So I will lay the points. I'm with you on the same thing,
beautiful,
the same page. All right, so Mavs v. Clips, and we'll get to the Wolves. Don't worry.
Okay.
Mavs v. Clips. This just in. That dude on the second floor, what's his face? He's that guy. He's a problem. He's long been a problem. He's going to continue to be a problem. From the second floor apartment, he's a problem there. He's a problem on the ground, running against the Clips. The dude's always a problem.
Always.
Meanwhile, the Clips didn't have Kawhi in game one, and it didn't matter. Then they get him back for game two, and it still didn't matter. So the question is, where does that leave us now? If you like the Clips, there is value there. The question is, do you like the Clips, and how much value is there?
I do like the Clips. Credit first, though, for Dallas and realizing they were in the playoffs in Game 2 and matching the Clippers' physicality there. But I'm taking the Clips and the Clip show here. Early foul trouble.
What do we get?
4.5 points.
Okay.
We can get with them right now. Yeah. Early foul trouble on Zubac and playoff P helped the Mavs in Game 2, and so did the guy you mentioned there, the guy San Antonio's glass, Kawhit. In his poor play, that was not good. He was rusty in his return, 7 of 17 from the floor. He also threw off their offensive flow a lot. L.A. missed 11 of 13 first-half threes. I think they play better tonight and shoot much better. They were the best three-point road shooting team in the association this season, so that's good. Also, the Clippers' defense has been good.
Shoot.
And I have to be fair here, Jim, on a dude I've killed all season long, actually for the last few years, a key guy on both sides of the ball, Westbrook. Funny how that guy right there is willing to change his ways for Kawhi, playoff P, and Larden, but won't for LaFib and his follower street clothes. It tells you all you need
to
know about LaFib.
Great take.
Westbrook. Is it?
Yes.
Okay, cool.
Yes,
yeah.
Well done.
Because he's changed his ways. No longer Russ. It's go, Russ, go. That guy, when he went out in game two, the Mavs went on a 14-0 run that pretty much decided the game. With Westbrook on the floor the last two games, they've outscored the Mavs by 17 points. So I'm going to go against the second-best ATS home team of the season in Dallas and riding with Westbrook. Both sides of the ball, he's been fantastic. On defense, he's guarding 1 through 5. He's rebounding. He's pushing the ball. Let's go Clippers and take the 4.5.
When was the last time, if ever, you did at one point, I'm sure, but not in recent years, you Westbrooked him, gave him credit, and I agree with everything you just said.
I don't know if I ever had because I was on him in his Oklahoma City days with KD. I thought he was responsible for most of their losing, so probably
UCLA?
Never.
Yeah. How about UCLA? Maybe back then?
Okay, so no, I hated the pick. I thought it was terrible. I thought Jared Bayless, remember that guy from Arizona? I'm like, what the hell are they doing? Turns out Sam Presti knows a little bit more than me.
No, I don't know if that's true.
Yeah, either do I. Good point.
Daryl Morey, maybe, but not
maybe
Presti.
Maybe Daryl.
All right, so you know what? I'm going to ride with you, Head. I think you're making a lot of sense. I will go Clippers plus 4.5.
Beautiful.
All right, let's get to your favorite team, the T-Wolves.
The Wolves?
The Wolves. Oh, you got it. Wolves.
I'll mess it up again. Yeah.
The Wolves and the Suns. A few things are apparent here. I love the Wolves.
Mm-hmm.
Taking nothing away from the Thunder. The Wolves are the biggest threat to the defending champs in the West, in my opinion. The Suns, here's something else we know. They're disappointing as hell.
Yes.
I'm sure they'll come out swinging tonight with some of that Game 3 desperation.
Mm-hmm.
But super team my ass. And speaking of that desperation Game 3 angle, mm-hmm. I usually play that. And I did last night with the Lakers. And what did that get me?
Yeah.
Slapped. What is the number here? What are you doing with this one?
Yeah, all the haters are saying the Wolves can't play with two bigs and are not looking smart right now and are hot as hell because they're turning basketball back about 20 years. Seeing Kat and Naz Reid check KD has been interesting and effective this far. I love to see it, and I'm going to take them again and the 5 points we can get right now.
Love to see it.
For the Suns, I'd actually have KD bring the ball up and initiate the offense because not having that traditional ball handler is not working against the best defense in the association in Minnesota.
Oh, is that a problem? Do you need
That's
a point guard?
Just a little bit right here, right? Points off turnovers in Game 2, Jim. A 31-2 advantage for Minnesota. 31-2.
I think that's horrible.
Yes, it is
great
horrible.
Great ratio, 31-2.
It says it all right there. I think Trent Baalke's
great effort
ass,
stat while we're at it.
It is, right? Yeah.
Way to hang on the ball. Sorry to interrupt you.
That's all right. I was just going to say Trent Baalke's ass could probably best describe that difference for
Okay, I'm Phoenix's not sorry
fans.
That I interrupted you
go,
then.
Excuse me, gone through the final board yet.
That's it right there. Taking care of the ball right
great
there, Baalke's
execution.
Ass. Yeah. For the Suns, some positives in Game 2. They played physical. They out-rebounded Minnesota, and Ant wasn't effective, surprisingly. But the points off turnovers that we mentioned there and their inability to handle in-game adversity has been the difference. I know it's a shocker when things get tough for a KD-led team. They mentally fold. It makes you wonder if he's going to try to get to Denver.
That was fair.
Yeah. I think he'll try to get to Denver this offseason. Maybe bring Book with him.
Is that a real question?
Would that be the best?
It would be the most KD thing ever, wouldn't it?
Let's gravy train somebody else.
Yeah. I expect him to play better
tonight.
He's
reaching for his burner phone right now.
He probably is. He's probably going to tweet at the show, pissed off. Yeah. KD Trey, 3. Got him.
Continue.
I expect the Suns to get some home cooking, though, but I think Minnesota shoots it better tonight than they have this series, especially from distance. Like the Clippers, they can light it up from outside on the road, and thus far they have not shot well at all from three this series. Got the well
dude,
part,
you're
baby.
Yourself an what an episode. They have not shot well. You nailed that.
Love it.
Let's take a bow, dude.
Yeah. Let's take the points and the Wolves.
Love to see it.
Wolves. Okay,
love
Wolves what? Plus
That's
5. I'm trying to see. I hit them earlier today, and my Wi-Fi is ass, so I don't know. I think I got them at 4.5. 5 would be nice.
All right, so
wow, that was a wild episode and a very good one for you, or
Thank
a segment.
You.
Run the 3 back once again, if you don't mind.
Pacers minus 6 feet bucks. Clippers plus 4.5 at Mavs. Wolves plus 5 at Suns.
Awesome. All right, Head, thank you very much. Great job by you. Have a great weekend. Let's get that paper, dude.
Oh, I will. Draft night, baby. See ya.
I know you will. I want us to get the paper. You started the segment by saying, my on-air picks are ass, but I'm getting paid off-air. Great. Good for you. What about the rest of us? James Kelly, Big Head Betts.